Yeah. Get up with Mitchell and Michael.
Check it out.
Turn it on, turn it up, you're my radio.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Mitchell Tingley. This is Michael Ross.
Good morning, everyone.
And welcome to the Mitchell and Michael Show. We have the macaroni with no cheese of the radio industry. Missing something. Just one little thing from
what
being great. Now we're just a plain old bland dish. Now, guys.
Where's our cheese?
Where is our cheese exactly? I don't know. Listen to other stations. Maybe it's there. But then come back and then say,
tell
guys,
us.
That's what you're missing. But
there's like, some cheese over there.
Yeah, not too long. We'll tell you which bit to skip. It's whatever you're talking about.
There's the cheese. There it is. 20 minutes time, Mitch. I might just quit.
Ooh.
I might just drop everything and quit right now because I've been shown by a true professional that that's the way that it's done.
Yeah.
Just in the middle of it, pull the pin. That's covered up in 20 minutes time.
But before we get into that, everybody loves an all-you-can-eat buffet, you know.
Mm.
We all, whenever it's on. Yeah, we'll jump on board.
A buffet, if you will.
A buffet? But what buffet? But what happens when they don't let you eat all you can eat? Who gets sued? Who goes to jail? Who gets executed? Listen out next and I'll tell you.
It's Mitchell and Michael here, 96.1.
And Michael Ross.
Yes.
Everybody loves an all you can eat. But what happens when a business says, no. You cannot eat all you can eat. You can only eat all much we think that you can eat. Yep, that's what I'm going with.
It's confusing jargon, but
yes.
Please go on.
There was a man, Mr. Bobrovsky.
Bobrovsky?
He went to a restaurant and paid his 15 euros, I'm going to say it is.
Okay.
Little E with the two lines in it.
Yes.
Yep, beautiful.
So close to 30 bucks.
Yeah, 26 bucks
yeah.
for the buffet. And he said, when I went to the checkout, I wanted to tip, but the waiter did not want to accept said tip, which is okay.
That's strange, isn't it?
He was a former bodybuilder, because obviously you have to pay before you sit down at the buffet.
Yes, so, of course.
So this is on the way in. Former bodybuilder sat down at a table and started eating and did not stop until he consumed nearly number amount of sushi. Now, Michael Ross, how many pieces of sushi? Now, you saw... the sushi I had yesterday
yeah.
from a sushi place near us, we're talking maybe, what's that, 10 centimeters?
Yeah, so the long sort of California
yes.
roll style,
yes.
not cut up into small pieces.
No, California roll style. How many pieces of sushi do you reckon said former bodybuilder ate at All You Can Eat Buffet?
Oh, I'm going to say like a cool 90 or something.
Ooh, that's very good. 100.
100.
100.
I like how you finished bag on.
Well, I feel like if you were at 95, you'd be like...
Tell him to go five more.
Five more. Like, you would. You'd go for that. And the owner obviously has banned him for... He just said, you eat too much. I cannot. I just cannot.
I can't
deal with it. He responded when asked. The owner said, he eats for five people. That is not normal. Mr. Bobrovsky, who works as a software engineer by day, just follows an extreme diet where he does not eat for 20 hours and then eats until he is full.
As like, most people eat until they're full as well, I would think. You go like, that's enough for me. I just like that he only has a 4-hour window a day.
Yeah, he just smashes it.
But does that mean if he was to have three meals, he'd still be eating like 33 pieces of sushi a meal?
Probably.
And he's like, oh, I've got to have everything at once. I hit 100.
But the whole point of doing things like not eating for 20 hours and then smashing it for 4 is that your body has enough time to like break it all down. So you're not just consistently eating. You kind of, that's how fasting works. But if you eat 100 pieces of sushi, that's like you coming into my office and just dumping like 412 encyclopedias there and be like, oh, can you just write down every word and just be done by tomorrow?
Can you just do that? You got 24 hours.
Yes. Do we have any all you can eats here?
I don't know. I don't think so. Let us know.
Yep. Here 96.1 Limestone Coast Facebook page. We are not sure. You can be the business. I don't care. If you have like an all you can eat buffet
on the Limestone Coast.
Yeah.
I know there's some salad bars where there's no inkling as to whether or not I can just smash the salad bar.
Don't make friends with salad. So just guys, hit us up. Here 96.1 Limestone Coast Facebook page. If there is an all you can eat buffet. Because I might have an idea.
I can make friends with salad. It's Mitchell and Michael, hit 96.1. And Mitch, do you think you would ever just quit what you were doing in the moment you were doing it. You've just gone, I can't do this. I'm out.
Yeah, I'm pretty impulsive.
Pretty impulsive? Well, you were impulsive as Vontae Davis. Vontae Davis is a NFL player for the Buffalo Bills in the States.
He's a quarterback.
Yes, and he has played for 10 years, and this weekend, in the middle of a game, he quit. He retired, effective immediately, and would not go back out on the field.
Yeah, at halftime, he went, yeah, this is not working out. We're going to lose. I think they ended up losing 31-20 or something.
Yeah, which isn't too bad.
It's not too bad, but he just, I heard something on this, and he just said, and you just know, you know.
Yeah, because he said that he's always, he meant no disrespect to his teammates. He said that in a statement. He's like, but I hold myself to a high standard. And when I was out there today, I just felt like it wasn't happening. Like, I didn't want to be there.
Like, surely you could, just wait.
Could you just wait a little bit?
Like, I'm just saying. Look, I've been in the middle of some performances and gone, this isn't my best.
No.
But you keep going.
I don't necessarily want to be here, but there's a job to do.
Yep.
And we're going to finish that job.
Yep.
And then we'll go our separate ways.
Yes.
You can't just finish up in the middle.
Exactly. Are we talking about something?
It's Mitchell and Michael. You're 96.1. New Sport and Weather's on the way.
Michael Ross. People with girlfriends and significant others often have certain nicknames for each other.
Yes. You know,
little endearing nicknames.
Yep.
Like it might be babe, might be baby. It might be Mitch, I told you, get out of my house. You know, like little nicknames like that. Like you would have to admit, you don't have to say Michael, no, you're a private man, but you would have little nicknames.
I don't have one, but my girlfriend has one.
For you or you have one for
her? I have one for her. She has none for me.
Okay.
Because I don't particularly like a lot of them.
Okay.
Like,
so she stops. So if you go, I don't like that name, she goes, I'll stop that immediately.
Yeah.
You have a weird relationship.
But, I put in a formal notice. I say, could you please stop calling me that?
It is not Mike.
I do not appreciate
it. It is not Mike.
Bae.
On my birth certificate says Michael. Please.
You joke about that, but I'll go into that another time. Please
okay.
continue.
Mickles. Anyway, there is a story that a lady has left her husband. Her husband left her husband. This is a very important thing.
Wait,
because
what?
She's left her husband.
Oh, okay.
Because she read his phone and it had her as a nickname. Now, she was down as, her nickname was written down as S-W-M-B-O. Sorry, I just had to double check.
S-W-M-B-O.
S-W-M-B-O.
Swimbo.
Yeah, well, it's an acronym type thing.
Yeah.
So she then questioned the man on this nickname. She went, I know that's me. You're sending it to your friends because you're saying like, oh, I can't come to the pub. S-W-M-B-O won't let me. And she's
what
like...
What does it stand for?
Keep in mind, this resulted in an ended marriage.
Yeah.
Okay? He finally told her the nickname that he has called his wife to his friends and would always call her that...
Yeah.
...is she who must be obeyed.
Ah. She who must be obeyed.
She who must be obeyed.
Swimbo.
Swimbo. And... ended, and the lady said, can't trust you. Relationship is not about you obeying me. It's about a partnership. You know, that blah, blah, blah crap.
Mm-hmm.
And and she was like, no, I don't like that you say obeyed. No longer together. They're done.
Done.
They're out. She's gone. Done.
I thought it was going to be like she who must not be named. Like, yeah, that would have worked quite well.
Yeah, but like...
then she would have been Voldemort.
Exactly. Some people got that. But that's, I don't think that's the worst nickname in the world.
It's not the worst. It's not particularly nice, especially if like, what if he's using it as an excuse? What if she's never said, no, you can't go to the pub? And what if he just doesn't want to go? He's piking out and he's telling his mates, oh, it's my missus' fault. I can't stand that either. Don't call people your missus. You know, unless you're actually married, she's not your missus. Like, I'm not a fan of that at all.
Sorry, let's just take a left turn here. Big problem with misses. What's the bit? Just because they're not married?
Yeah, I think so.
Can I call her my miss?
Yeah, call her that if you want. Let's be correct about titles here. But no, because misses,
you sound like such a fun guy.
Misses always sort of sounds like you're meaning it in a she's my missus, you know, like she tells me what to do kind of thing. It's like calling someone a battle axe or a ball and chain. So don't call them your missus. It's got a negative sort of connotation on top of it. That's all I'm saying. There's better nicknames to choose from. That's all I'm saying. That's what my mum taught me.
What's your mum teach you?
Well, she goes with Dar. But she said that don't call, like, she doesn't like missus. And she dated a guy who called his mum the old cheese.
Why the old cheese?
I don't know why.
Because she smelled and, like, increased in value?
Possibly. Maybe she was a little bit moldy.
Well, there you go, guys. That's what I want to know.
Maybe she's creamy.
Do you... guys, do you have...
That's your mind, by the way, not mine.
Do you have a nickname that you don't want? That's what I want to ask you. Anyone out there, 13, 12, 16, anyone on the Limestone Coast or wherever you're listening, do you have a nickname that you don't like?
It's Mitchell and Michael, Hit 96.1.
Get up with Mitchell and Michael.
Live across the Limestone Coast, Hit 96.1. It is Mitchell and Michael. And
there's just so much debate going on in the studio right now.
So much.
13, 12, 16. You can always give us a call whenever you want. Let us know what you think. But we were talking about a wife that left her husband because she found out her nickname was She Who Must Be Obeyed. We were starting to talk about like unwanted nicknames and whatnot, and you started to say that you don't like misses.
Yeah, not a big fan of misses unless she's literally your missus.
Like
your
misses. Do you just not like country folk? Because I feel like that's real.
No,
like, real
it happens thing. Everywhere. Misses.
Yeah, but it's real.
But like if you're married, that's your missus. But if you're not married, or if, like I was saying before,
it's
like
a weird black
teenagers.
And white guy.
Yeah, teenagers trying to be like, oh, my missus. It's like, you're not married to her. Calm down, son.
Say what you said. No, say exactly what you said before.
When you shut up. Shut up.
He was so angry about it. I don't
you
know why.
You little teeny boy.
I got no problem with it, but I just enjoy it. So if you call your girlfriend your missus, Michael's the one with glasses.
We've got Chris online. Chris, you got a problem with a particular nickname?
Yeah, look, I've grown up most of my life with most people calling their mum the old lady.
The old lady.
Well, that was, you know, well, she's older and she's a lady. And
checks out.
But then it's occurred to me in the last few years that a lot of men call their wife the old lady. And it's kind of confusing now. Like, I've always thought that just meant mum, not wife.
Maybe they
old people like this, or
they say that you marry your mum, you marry your parents. So maybe they're gonna like, you know, I've seen it. You're turning into my mother.
Yeah, well, you know, I've had conversations with the older fellas and said, oh, you know, the old lady, and they're like, oh, your wife. I'm like, nah, no, your mum. They're like, oh, well, all right then.
Yeah, I could see how that would start to create some interesting conversations of that crossover. Yeah, at what point do you go, it's not my mum anymore, it's my wife?
Yeah, well, I don't know, but it's a bit confusing.
What do you call your partner?
I just call my mum the old lady.
Oh.
Most of the time.
You call your mum the old lady, and do you call your partner anything in particular?
I call my wife, you know, my missus or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, so now, Michael doesn't like...
I am married.
So yeah, so that's fine.
Okay,
they're
so
married.
That's okay. And then when you have a daughter, is it young lady?
The young lady.
Yeah, well, I've got two daughters, so yeah.
Buddy, young lady and middle average age lady.
Yeah. No, I just call her my beautiful baby.
Thanks for your call, Chris. Really appreciate it.
Crazy.
Across the Limestone Coast, Hit 96.1, it is Mitchell and Michael. And Mitch, even though you are, you know, that single Pringle who's sitting outside the tube waiting to mingle.
Yep.
You know, I'm sure if you were in like a happy, healthy relationship, you know, you love to do activities together. You talked about it yesterday, actually, getting a little jar. Sorry, your mate, John, has a little jar inside the jar.
I can see how you mix that up.
Sorry. Inside the jar, little suggestions, you know, let's go out, let's go to the park.
Yeah, John likes to do that.
John so likes to do
when
that.
You wake up, your significant other gets a little piece of paper out of the jar, looks at it, and it's like, today we go for a walk. And yeah. That has worked well in John's relationships.
Well, there's a couple here on the Limestone Coast that every day their jar must say, let's go for a bike ride.
Okay.
Because I see them on the way to work sort of most days.
So we're talking like 5 a.m.
Yeah, that we're like, so in the dark,
yeah.
It's starting to get light now, but yeah. It was in the dark. They're in high vis. They're going for a little bike ride.
Oh, okay.
And the road's very quiet, so they're very much just riding on like the left-hand side of the road where a car would
go down the right side. Who cares? There's no cars.
Just me, and I'll get you. Well, they seem to be at odds with each other, okay? It's not all happy and healthy.
Like one wants to go up, the other one wants to go down? Like,
no, it's the man, he wants to obey the road rules. He's obviously gone, well, if we're going to ride like a car, I'm going to pay attention to the rules of the road.
So like a proper cyclist.
Yeah, and so we hit the lights at Vansittart Park and Commercial Street.
Stops at the lights.
He stops there. She does not want to be a car. She believes that she is a bike, and so goes with, like, the man crossing, or just sometimes just has a look either side to see if there's any coming traffic, and just rides on through that red light.
You know you can do that, right? Yeah, legally as a bike, you can do that.
You can't.
You can.
No, you can't.
Have you researched this?
Yes,
I was almost.
Sure.
I'm almost like 97% sure that as a bike you can go through. I could be wrong, 3%, but I'm pretty sure you can ride through as a bike.
I want to double check that because I don't think you can.
Because look, I don't trust this source.
Yeah.
But my dad.
Yeah. Okay. Who, sure, Mark.
You know who's sober? You know good old Mark Tinley, who was like a smoker, and the doctor was like, "You have emphysema," and he's like, "No, I don't." And then jumped on a bike, quit smoking, and now he rides like 100 k's.
Well, surely there has to be something. At least I would say, surely the man would have to be green, because if the man is red and the light is red, no one can go.
I'm not 100% sure on this one. I think you can go through the red light. But that whole story you're talking about does remind me of my mum and my dad, my dad does like the 100Ks to work, like no matter where I go.
Yeah.
So if I go, oh, Dad, I'm moving to Mount Gambier from Perth. He's like, oh, that's 123 standard days of bike riding.
And
he does that sort of stuff. My mum is more of like a recreational cyclist.
Yes.
But they only have each other. So, but Dad doesn't kind of go like, all right, darling, we'll ride at your pace. Like they go on bike rides on
Keep up, cars.
No, like I'm dead serious. They go on bike rides on like Sundays.
Yeah.
Dad leaves her behind. So, Dad's like, I couldn't keep up. Mum comes home pissed, and then they do it all again the next day. It's bloody weird. But yeah, going back to that point, I think we need to focus on if you're on a push bike, can you go through a red light?
Look, I'll check this out. But long story short, I think your parents are here on the Limestone Coast. In 96.1. Just before that, we were talking about the road rules when it comes to cycling. It's always very contentious. Exactly what a cyclist can do.
It's like, are you a car? Are you a bike? Like, what is happening?
Because I've seen a couple every morning who are in two minds. The husband wants to be a car, and the wife simply wants to be kind of like a bike pedestrian.
Yeah, so kind of going through the red light, the
husband stops and waits, and she just goes through.
Yeah, he acts very much like a car, probably uses his hands as indicators and stuff like that. And she's like, whoa, I'm riding a bike. Does wheelies and stuff. And we started to get into the thing of going, I said I believe that you could go through a red light if you were on a bike.
Okay.
Because I've seen it happen in big city Perth.
Big city.
Many times I've seen it happen with cyclists. And that's one of the things I've seen people complain about when it's cyclists versus drivers. Because you guys don't have this as much in Limestone Coast, but it's a big battle in every other city is cyclists and drivers.
Well, just because other people, like, because you've seen people doing it doesn't make it correct. There was last year people putting forward a proposal in WA, where we're from, to have bikes not obey red lights.
Oh.
They said it was a waste of sort of cyclist time. If it's safe to go, it's a waste of their time making them sit there. It's also a waste of police resources if police then have to issue fines for cyclists going through red
lights.
That
is never a good way to get out of, like, it's like me going, look, I'm only doing low-level crime. It's a waste of the cops' time to arrest me.
Well, like you're saying, it's not really enforced. Police don't, like, they're going to let some of it slide, or they're just going to issue warnings and things like that, you know. But I found a pamphlet here for South Australia. It is not allowed in South Australia. You do have to obey all road signs as a vehicle. So if you're riding on the road, you are now a vehicle. You do have to obey lights, signs, the whole nine yards.
No wheelies, because you can't do a wheelie in your car.
Also, we can try.
moving into this, I wanted to go, because I started putting into, can you go through a red light if, and a whole bunch of things came up in Google.
What's come up?
Now, I want to ask you just a quick question. Where do you think there is a state in America which you do not have to obey the red light? Have a guess.
Alabama.
New York.
Really?
Yeah, apparently because traffic is so congested and things like that, that when red lights, it's kind of like if you can go, go type thing. It's a real old rule that hasn't been changed. You can check that one if you want. And also, there's another question where people go, if there's an ambulance behind you,
you have to go.
No,
to get out
I'm just okay. asking you, can you go through a red light if there's like an emergency vehicle behind you? You know how you need to move over to the side? But if you can't, the only way you can kind of give them room is to go through that red light. Can you do that for an ambulance?
I don't know.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
but it was. It is asked many a time.
So you can't. Okay.
It is the ambulance's job to find a way around you. That's so, what it says.
It's up to you. They just go over your car.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's Mitchell and Michael. In 96.1.
Now, if you have a significant other, you know, you probably hate them at times, but most of it, I'd say you love them. That's my bet. That's why you're still with them. And a lot of times, other people don't love them as much as you do. They don't find them as endearing as you do. The cute little quirks they do are, believe it or not, annoying to other people, just like your dumb kids. Nah, I love it. But you know what I mean? Like, sometimes your loved ones do some things and you kind of like it or you find it endearing, and then other people don't. Okay.
Yes.
And often, I mean, you'll see it with mothers, you'll see it with fathers, you'll see it with boyfriends, girlfriends. They'll stick up for their significant other when sometimes they probably shouldn't. My sister, notorious for this.
Yeah.
Good. It has helped me out in life many times. Like before I was this lovely, hilariously, everybody loved me stage of my life. You know, the one I'm in now.
Is this endearing or is this the thing I hate?
But my sister often would go to bat for me no matter what. Like,
right.
I could have literally kicked over a small child and she'd be like, oh, he was saving the kid. Like, little things like that. Right. And I started to notice a lot with my sister and her boyfriend, former Mount Gambier Pioneer basketball player, smart forward, Lewis Thomas. He, no matter what, because he's currently training with the Adelaide 36ers, no matter what he does, he should have got the ball more. They just don't use him the way they should. I don't know why my sister's 75, but like a lot of that. Like,
she's adopted.
It's a lot of like, they don't use him. They don't give him the ball. Oh,
so he can do no wrong.
Basically. And I'm like, what about that turnover? Oh, the guy wasn't there. Should have known that that's where Lewis likes to pass the ball. Like a lot of that. Like, it's getting to the stage where I'm like, Kat, come on, Catherine. Come on.
Let's be reasonable now.
Like, I can't talk to her about basketball anymore because I'm like, well, what if Lewis didn't do the right
thing? You're watching, like, Cavs versus Lakers and she's like, oh, they should have passed to Lewis. And you're like, he doesn't play in the NBA.
Mate, you don't actually know how close you are. Like, it's that thing of, like, I bet Lewis could play there. If he could play there, they wouldn't have given him the ball there. So she's angry at the team that kind of is, he's not even in yet. So it's like, he should be playing in that game, but if he was in there, bet they wouldn't give it to him there. That's his spot. And I'm like, how are you mad at the team that he's not even in? That's the level we deal with, right? But I love her.
Okay.
She's my sister, and she's my only sibling I got, and she's the best. And I love her despite this massive flaw, okay? It's, remember, the good pro at times when it's for you, but at the same time, I'm going to have to lock it in, Eddie, as a flaw. And I want to know.
Okay.
13, 12, 16. Do you love someone even though they have a massive flaw? I want to know what that flaw is, you know? Like, okay, for example, let's just lay it all out here, right?
Yeah.
You are a perfectionist. You are very good at what you do. However,
yeah.
Never wrong. Like, you're never wrong.
I'm often wrong.
He's never wrong. But, like, little things like this, all right? So, you've got your girlfriend, Abby, mm-hmm. but you love her dearly.
I do.
Something she does you don't like.
She leaves, like, cupboards open.
You did not even blink. You did not even wait half a second.
We've covered this before.
I'm just going to say, I thought you were going to be like, no, I love her. She's amazing. I didn't even finish my
sentence.
But if
that's someone's only flaw, they're pretty great.
That she leaves cupboard doors open.
Yeah, it's like, if that's your only flaw.
Can't you just let that one go? Give her a perfect score?
I've let that one go. But you asked. You want me to
say. You threw it out so quickly.
Yeah, we've gone over it before. It's always there, ready at my disposal. You want it? There it is.
Is that what you do when her parents are like, why haven't you proposed yet?
She leaves cupboard doors open.
Fix this. Maybe you should have raised her better. Like a bit of that.
13, 12, 16. Significant other, family member, whoever you love, do they have a massive flaw?
Yeah, what is it, even though you still love them?
It's Mitchell and Michael. Give us a call. Hit 96.1. Live across Limestone Coast, hit 96.1. It is Mitchell and Michael.
Oh, and we are asking on 13, 12, 16, what is the flaw of a person that you love? Because, hey, we all love them unconditionally. Yeah. And despite unconditionally, there's sometimes things they do that you don't like. But you love them anyway.
You got to, like, overlook it at times, you know, just to keep peace.
Like, Michael, you're one that has nearly ruined your relationship at times. I mean, his girlfriend would get a perfect score, ladies and gentlemen, but she does this one thing.
She doesn't close, like, cupboard doors.
And that is why,
hey,
Abby, you're not married.
If you were to ask her in the same amount of time, she would say that I don't put my dishes in the dishwasher. I put them near the dishwasher.
I tell you what, I cannot believe the cops don't get called more to your house. This is outrageous.
We've got Adrian on the line now. Adrian, what is the flaw of someone that you love?
Well, it's one of the family members. I can't pinpoint which one it is.
Okay.
When you go to the toilet and there's one square of freaking toilet paper left on the roll.
Do you hate it because now you have to change it type thing? Is that the gripe with it?
Well, this is what I do. I won't change it. I'll get the roll out of the bit that holds the toilet paper down on the ground. I'll use that, and I'll put the roll back in there.
They can change it. So it's
That's right. Like, who leaves one square of freaking toilet paper on the holder?
So it's always the one person. You know exactly who is doing this?
I've got a feeling I know who it is, yes.
Now, see, because I like to do a similar thing, except if there's one square, I'll just use that one square and just make it work, like a Bear Grylls sort of way. But what have you kind of thought about kind of confronting the person? And telling
it came down to a showdown the other night, ooh, and I just sat there and I laughed.
Oh.
Didn't have to say a word.
Oh, this is... Is it someone that you're going to have to live with forever?
I hope not.
Get up with Mitchell and Michael on the Limestone Coast, hit 96.1.
Right now, though, Mitch, I need to ban something. I've had enough of it. I don't know why you keep persisting with it.
Is it all my fans and my groupies that come into the studio?
No, because I don't need to ban those. I haven't seen any come around.
I actually need them to band together and rock up.
But every Monday...
Yes.
We deliver coffee hit. Okay.
Yes.
6 coffees that we deliver from Sugar and Spice. We take them to a workplace.
Yep.
And
we'll go anywhere. I don't know about the other dumb radio shows before us, but we don't just go to easy places.
No.
We don't just go down the road. No. Yesterday, we went all the way out to Compton.
Compton Primary School.
We took the bulletproof van with us.
And it was all going so well.
Yep.
We jumped on the good old Jubilee Highway.
Yep.
And, you know, we're making our way to Compton, out of Mount Gambier. And then we are following, because you're the driver.
Yeah, because we just got straight out of Mount Gambier and on our way. And we were like, okay, it's going to be, you know, how?
It's like 10 minutes.
10 minutes, yeah.
And because you are the driver, we're going to use your phone. Okay.
First of all, that's not a rule.
That I find that generally is a rule when you're driving, that it's like... Because you can't be using your phone, so you may as well put your phone on the maps. Let the person who's a passenger continue using their phone.
Fair point. Debate over.
So we decide to use your phone. Now, can you tell me what map app do you use on that iPhone?
It's just the map app.
If it's just called...
I'll tell you what, if it's not called the Map app, I'd be annoyed. It's called Maps.
Maps. Maps. So it's obviously like owned by Apple.
Yep.
It's their built-in map app.
That you get on an iPhone.
And...
this is an iPhone 8.
Oh, so yeah, very, very new.
Yep.
Very new. You've only had it for a couple of months.
Yep.
But you've been using that app for a long time now.
Yes.
And I've had enough. It's banned because it took us... it took us... To a road that didn't even exist, according, like,
no,
your map said, hang a right here, and there was nothing.
Look, we've questioned it before. I don't know if anyone else has had an issue with the map, but it came to a breaking point because I knew it about 5 minutes in that I was like, this could be questionable.
This is going to be dicey.
Anytime we go outside of Mount Gambier, it's just questionable. When it wanted us, once we went to Moorak Primary School.
Yeah, Moorak.
Moorak. Moorak. I totally knew that. I'm a local. And we overshot. It overshot us by like 100 meters.
It's one thing to overshoot, you know, but we weren't even on the same road. We were close to 10 minutes further away than Compton Primary
School. But you have to admit, when we finally did get there, because it took us about 10 extra minutes to get there, the lovely lady at reception said to me that, oh, that happens a lot.
Mm. Didn't happen to me. My maps knew exactly where it was. I don't know why you won't just get a new map app. It's so easy to get a different app. You just won't do it. So I'm just banning it. I'm just banning you from giving us directions anymore.
Can I say this, though?
I've done this for 10 months now.
You're in the passenger side.
Yeah.
Chilling in your best friend's ride when guys were trying to holler at me.
Mm.
But you... you were there.
I don't know.
Right? You weren't... Are you not supposed to be the navigator?
I can't navigate, mate, if your app doesn't work.
No, but I'm just saying, does it not fall on the navigator?
That's why I'm saying I'm happy now. I'm very happy to just run the map myself, okay. Because yours is a total ban.
Can you use my phone, though, to text people?
No, I don't want to see those pictures. It's Mitchell and Michael, Hit 96.1. I've crossed Limestone Coast, Hit 96.1. It is Mitchell and Michael, and it's time to play King of Comments.
Nice. Now, Michael Ross, I'm going to read the top comment of a popular social media stories.
Yes.
And you're going to tell me what that story is.
Okay.
Just based on the comments, because we all know social media comments, sometimes it might be a sweet, lovely video and there's like a negative comment. Or sometimes the top comment could be a pun. Sometimes the top comment could just be like, hey, great story. I love seeing stuff like this. So it is a bit of a risky game.
It's a bit of a dice roll.
Shooting in the dark a little bit. But I feel like you just know what the people want.
So tell me the top comment and I will guess the story that they were commenting on.
I'm still eating them. Just cut them in half.
Strawberries with needles in them.
No.
No?
No, yeah.
I would have really like tipped my hat to you if you had found that comment but on a different story. That would have been amazing.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read the top comment of this next story. Tell me what the story is. No better way to make Melbourne feel like it's their home game than playing in an empty stadium. What is that top comment? What story is that referring to?
Okay, so it's obviously to do with the AFL. There's ticketing issues. Is it about that? That at the moment they can't buy tickets because Ticket Tech and Ticketmaster are having a few little errors. And so someone's trying to be clever and saying because no one can buy tickets, Melbourne will feel right at home because no one goes to Melbourne games.
Incorrect.
Incorrect? Okay.
Close. Very close. Melbourne supporter Neil Mitchell, who's on the AM radios, he said that he's come up with a plan that includes buying seats and then leaving them empty. Demon fans believe silence. It's better than having rows filled with Eagles fans, and there's a 3-goal advantage for the Eagles at home. So when they've got...
So he's like, buy it all and then don't go.
Yeah, because it'll be a home game, but it won't be because there'll be no one there. So how many people does that Optus Stadium seat?
About 60,000.
Cool. How much is that going to cost you?
Let me just run the numbers.
Yeah. All right. Final social media story. Tell me what this story is based on the top comment. The top comment with 92 likes.
Very popular.
We have funny but stupid. Why didn't she just use some water in that region to clean it up? What story is this comment the top comment of? Oh. It is, I'll give you a hint, a uni lad story.
Is this the story of the girl
who cried a river and drowned the whole world?
She looks so sad in photographs. there's a story that I've seen, and I think Unilad have run it. There's a woman who said that she cured her acne using dog's urine.
No, it's about a lady that had a face mask and took her eyebrows off. But what?
Yeah, there's a story. Sorry, I get that one wrong.
You get it wrong.
There is a story of a girl who said that she cured her acne by putting her dog's urine on the affected areas.
My God. has that worked? Can someone please try that this morning and let me know on Hit 96.1 Live Snowcoast Facebook page if dog's urine acne.
She also drinks it as well.
Oh, my God.
You can find that out online. It's Mitchell and Michael, Hit 96.1. Up across the Limestone Coast, Hit 96.1, the Great View. Did you flick yourself in the eye with your headphones?
Yes.
Great value continues at Subway with the $8 Subway footlong sub of the day. It's Mitchell and Michael right now. Mitch is recovering. That's your bad eye as well.
It is, the one I got poked.
Oh. Well, Mitch, I actually want to ask the Limestone Coast at the moment, and I know this is our morning stretch for today because I know that people don't often like to tell their secrets on air.
I know.
They like to keep your secrets hidden.
It's such a small town, they talk.
We can keep you anonymous, okay? We can keep you hidden if that's what you want. But I want to know about some job secrets, you know?
Like
because,
what?
Well, people say that there's been articles on doctors being told, like, hey, don't write, like, inappropriate comments on your patient's...
What do you mean?
They'll put, like, an acronym, and then what the acronym actually means between doctors is, like, oh, they fell over. But with, like, a few expletives in there of this acronym and things like that. Or even the police occasionally use, like, more sort of relaxed slang for exactly what happened. Okay, there's little workplace, little secrets, little tips. One of them, okay, and I'm not suggesting that this is done by everyone who works for Australia Post.
Sound like you are.
Okay, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
So you are? You are saying
you
know. Okay, I'm just checking. You
I'm not saying that not everyone saying. Who works for Australia Post does this, but I know from back in Perth, I knew a guy, okay.
Who was it?
It was just a guy. He wasn't even my mate. I don't actually like him very much. That's why I'm going to tell you about it.
Okay.
His family were posties, some people in his family, and they would apparently, if a parcel was... labeled as fragile. They work for Standard Australia Post, not Express Post. If it was marked as fragile, they would deliberately break it to teach you a lesson. And that was like a secret.
What's the
trick.
Lesson though? Like what should they have done?
You're supposed to send it through like Express if you want it to be like a fragile parcel.
That doesn't make any sense. Obviously if it's fragile, take more time.
Yeah, you would think you would go slow. Now,
so,
I'm not
so you're
saying, that,
saying so you're saying everyone at the show.
No, I am not. I just know that was a little.
Sorry, it's just my brain. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
So fragile. If they put fragile on the post on the whatever they're posting.
Yep.
If
so they say put you're it sending in,
say
glasses.
Yeah. Say you're sending a vase. I don't know.
Yeah.
Why.
Sure.
But and if you don't put it in Express with fragile, if you send it standard with fragile.
These particular
you're
people...
You're saying that everyone
no,
in the Australian
no, no,
Post
no.
breaks it.
No, I am not saying that because I don't want...
Well, what are you saying?
I'm saying that this family in particular, this was like their workplace sort of secret.
Oh.
They thought it was teaching everyone like a lesson. Like this is what happens if you send it in the post. I'm just saying there are these workplace secrets. There are little secrets within every workplace.
So you're saying the majority do it?
No. No. Don't you dare. No. This is very delicate. What
this
I've
is
just
fragile?
Yes. I've just revealed this very fragile piece of information that could see us crush like a vase in the Standard Australia Post.
So you're saying everyone?
No. I'm just saying, workplace secrets, do you have any little tips or secrets that are happening inside your workplace? You can stay anonymous if you want. Give us a call.
Or 13 12 16. Do you work at Australian Post? I want to defend yourself from Michael.
No, not everyone. I'm not saying that. I love Australia Post. It's Mitchell and Michael, Hit 96.1. Live across the Limestone Coast, Hit 96.1. Thanks to Flinders University, Limestone Coast, and Vision Hub. Check out their 3D printing workshops, which are on now. Head on down there next to the post office and Cheapest Chips, yep. James Street. It's a really cool space.
It really is.
Vision Hub.
It really is awesome.
And we've got a little, they're making us a little something that we're going to be giving away on the show real soon.
Yeah.
But right now, actually, in Mount Gambier, Mitch, is the mayoral elections.
The what?
The mayoral.
Mayoral.
I don't think you say mayoral.
Are they the mayor?
The mayor. If you're from the south.
Or do you get to be John
Mr.
Mayor?
Mr. Mayor.
Mayoral. I think it's got to be mayoral then.
If it's the definitely mayor. Not whatever you just said.
What did you say?
I think mayoral? I said mayoral election.
Mayoral.
That's... No, not that one either. Nominations close today at midday. If you would like to run for mayor, here in the lovely town of Mount Gambier.
Can I run? So,
yeah, you can if you put in the submission.
When do they close?
12 o'clock today.
What are you going to say? Like, what are you going to do?
Just you have to fill out some forms.
Or do you have to be like, sir, I would like to be the mayor.
I would like to be the mayor of Mount Gambier. I was going to inquire, I still might, to clarify this, because a dog has been elected mayor for his, like, fifth term.
Oh, in that state. In America or something.
Yeah, Mayor Max. Maximus Mighty Dog Mueller II is the mayor of this small town called like Idyllwild.
Yep.
A dog. So I wanted to check if there's any actual specification that the mayor of Mount Gambier must be a human being.
While you are there, can you get me a form? I legitimately want to run.
You legitimately want it? You want to run for mayor?
Yeah. How cool would that be?
What happens if you win?
I don't know. What a journey. Guys, I'm just saying, if anyone has any information, hit 96.1 Limestone Coast Facebook page, and you can find that and loads of other stuff.
Because that is it for us today.
Yeah. Favorite podcast app, search for Mr. Michael Show. You can download it, check it out. But remember, send me mayor stuff or advice on how to be the mayor, because wouldn't that be delightful? anyway, we're out of here. My name is Richard Tilley.
My name is Michael Ross.
I will see you tomorrow from 6 a.m. Goodbye, everybody.
If you've got an innie, Mr. Mayor, I got an outie.